is Sportsline on BAL.
In about 12 days, the University of Maryland will start their 2014 football campaign, and they'll do it for the first time ever as a member of the Big Ten Conference. And joining us right now, live on the show, is Randy Etzel, the head football coach at Maryland. Coach Etzel, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Brett. Glad to be with you.
Well, it is different. Does it feel different to you that you're now part of a new conference? Is it fresher? Is it just different and weird?
Well, I think it will be when we play that first conference game. Right now, I mean, when you're here in preseason practice, it's you don't feel too much of anything other than just trying to get the team prepared. But I'm sure as we get into that Indiana game and Indiana week, then it'll all start to really hit home and say, wow, here it is, and now we're part of the Big Ten, and we're actually playing. And so it'll have a bigger impact on game week than it probably does right now.
Yeah, Indiana on the road, September 27th in Bloomington. We talked about this last year, that your offseason would be a little different this year because of your pre-scout methods, I guess, for joining a new conference, teams you simply have not played. Did that take effect? Is that a part of what you're doing now in any way?
Well, we did that throughout the spring and the summer, is to get ourselves acquainted with all the new opponents that we're going to be playing in the Eastern Division, and then, you know, our crossover games with Iowa and Wisconsin. So we did all that preliminary work and formulated some ideas and game plans as to what we'd want to do against those teams. And then, of course, as we get into game week for those teams, we'll study them even more, and now with the different personnel that they have, and see if there's the things that we thought we liked before, if we'll keep those or if we'll add more or do those sort of things. But we had to get a jump on them and really try to find out who they were and what they were all about.
Coach Etzel, last year, getting to those 7 wins, getting to the Military Bowl in year 3 for you at Maryland, how important was that?
Well, I thought it was really important for our young men, you know, in terms of the work that they've put in, and even for the confidence, because of overcoming some of the, obstacles that we did, and, you know, from year 2 and even in year 3, with the injuries, and having our guys understand that, we can go out there and win with anybody that we have on our roster, and that they had to believe that. And we had some unfortunate injuries a year ago to some very good players, and we were able to get to a bowl game and achieve that goal. And now what we can do is build on that. And plus, I think because of the last 2 years, we've been able to develop more depth and more experience as we head into 2014.
It is amazing, and I'm not making an excuse for you. I don't need to. Everyone who has half a brain knows this, but you mentioned it. Maryland has had some really quirky and almost, you look at the numbers and how it's possible, bizarre injuries over the last few years. How's the health of your team right now?
We're doing good for this this time of the year. We have one young man who is out for the season, Sean Christie, an offensive lineman, freshman offensive lineman, who, as a guy, was good. We were going to end up redshirting, and he's going to have surgery on Friday. But and the only other one is Evan Mulrooney, who had a viral infection, and they didn't know what it was, and he's out still. But we hope to get him back hopefully in a couple weeks. But you know, other than the bumps and the bruises that go along with training camp, I'm pleased where we are, and I'm pleased so far that that we have the health that we do, and we have one more scrimmage tomorrow, and then starting Thursday, we'll get into the game prep for JMU.
Randy Etzel's with us here on WBAL. He's starting his fourth season as the head football coach at Maryland. And a lot of people are talking about, and as they should be, the talent and the excitement surrounding your receiving core. That group right now, Diggs and Long, what do you see from them?
Well, I tell you, they're working harder. I wasn't pleased with them at the beginning of preseason in terms of what was taking place, and they've stepped it up, and the good thing is we've got good competition there now, and a lot of our positions. But Tavon Jacobs, Laverne Jacobs, Dion, Stephon, Jaquiel Vay, we moved him to there to wide receiver, Marcus Leak. So, we got 6 guys, and Ambeta, who's played before, and Juwan Winfrey, a true freshman. We've got guys there now that, you know, we're competing, and guys have to do it day in and day out, and it's only going to make people better by being pushed. So I like what we have. We still have to get more consistent there at the wide receiver position, but there's talent there, and now what we've got to do is get it out of them, and they've got to want to, you know, make sure that they're getting better each and every day.
Quarterback C.J. Brown, obviously, the last few years you've had to divvy up the load there at that position, but how's Brown looking right now?
C.J.'s doing a good job this camp, and you can see he understands the offense totally. The guys respect him and rally around him, and he's healthy. And, again, we expect for him to have a really good year this year and, like I said, to take our team to another level because of the experience he has, but also because of the talent that he has around him.
Coach, do you see any freshmen playing this year, non-redshirt, true freshmen?
Boy, you must have been just listening. We came out of a staff meeting not too long ago, and that was one of the things that we talked about. I said, I don't see anybody stepping in as a starter. We could have – one of the guys that's really showed some his promise is Jesse Anabonham. And, again, is a defensive end, will linebacker for us, and – when we get into our substitution packages on third down, he's shown the ability to really be able to come off the edge, and he's somebody that that we're going to be able to utilize there. And then, other than that, right now, I mean, those are the guy. He's really the guy that I see that could have the opportunity to step up. Now we trying to find a fifth corner that could be a freshman, a fifth safety could be a freshman. Really, other than that, I don't see anybody else right now. I think for the most part, all those other guys will probably be redshirted.
Interesting, which I guess in a ideal world, you have enough upperclassmen depth where you don't have to rush younger players, right? That is the idea.
Well, the thing that you really, to me, what you really want, if you have your program where you want it, and the only way that freshmen should get on the field is if they're that much better than the people in front of them. And at some positions, you know, take for instance, I mean, people talking about Damian Prince and Derwin Gray, they're going to be good players. There's no doubt about that. If they're going to continue to work at it and be coachable and master the fundamentals and techniques, they're going to be very good players down the road. Right now, they're freshmen. They're not used to what we're going through. They're not used to the techniques that are being taught. They're not used to some of those things that they have to learn in order to get on the field. And it's very hard the closer you are to the ball to get on the field, you know, early. And and if we don't have to rush those guys, and if they're not the best guys, they're not going to get on the field regardless at this point in time. They probably will be the best guys and with time, but right now they're not.
Yeah, a couple of tackles there. I like that. The closer to the ball you are, harder it is to get on the field. Randy Etzel's with us here. One more question, Coach. Going back to the whole Big Ten move, do you feel a different buzz on campus as far as tickets and all that sort of thing, getting closer to the season, looking at the schedule? And this is what the university has been promoting now for a long time, but Ohio State coming to town, Michigan State coming to town. This is different. It is absolutely different. I know you really aren't program to look forward down the road, but is there an increased buzz about things that way?
There really is, Brett. I mean, you know, when the announcement first came out, there was a lot of people who were skeptical and understandable in terms of making the change from the ACC to the Big Ten. But I think as everybody has had a chance to sit back and analyze it and see all the good that's going to be coming from what's there, and now with the exposure that we're getting through the Big Ten Network, and as we get closer here to the season, with they see the teams that are coming in here, and everybody I've talked to and been before we've reported for camp and everything, everybody's excited. They're enthusiastic about this move and enthusiastic about what we're doing, and so it is. I think it's at fever pitch in terms of getting this season going and getting excited and having these teams come here and having us go on the road and be able to see all the games on the Big Ten Network or ESPN or ABC and not have to watch it on a computer. I think people are really excited about everything that's going on.
Randy Etzel, the head football coach at Maryland. Coach, I always enjoy talking to you. Let's do this again soon, and best of luck and best of health to you and your club moving forward.
Okay, anytime. Appreciate it.
That's Randy Etzel.